Hi, lads, how are things?
What's the crack?
We're in Rio.
Did the podium thing and got to put on the podium pants as well. Saw the mother and the father and...
Steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner, which spuds if you like.
They've no care piece, though.
It's simple enough,
you're
really.
You're too complex, really. No. Just A to B as fast as you can go and
start to finish.
The best, yeah. Close your eyes and pull like a dog.
They've captured the hearts of the nation, and tonight they'll be honoured by thousands as they make their way on an open-top bus through their native town of Skibbereen, where it all began. The town has been preparing for the day for weeks. Life-size cutouts, photographs and caricatures are being displayed on the walls of virtually every local business. Local councillor Joe Carroll told Red FM why he thinks tonight will be so special.
When the boys express themselves, you heard them talking, they're natural West Cork. It's going to be the biggest day Skibbereen has seen ever, I think. We're expecting up to 10,000 people. It shouldn't be missed by anyone from West Cork, anyone from Cork County, because we don't often see two silver medals coming to a town like that.
Their father, Teddy O'Donovan, told us about the support that's arriving from right across the country.
I'd say every club and rowing club in Ireland that are organising buses, and I presume other people as well. It'll be a special moment, yeah.
As well as our team of patrollers, Red FM Sport and Red FM News will have updates from Skibbereen right across the day. And Dave Max Drive will be broadcasting live from the town on the big red bus at 4 o'clock. So stay tuned. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.